what we're seeing at the pumps at the moment is a very late fall in prices at the pumps, and notably diesel is not following the trend. We think there's another 3p cut in duty that it should be on a 3p cut at the pumps for petrol and something like 5p more for diesel. Diesel is still being priced too high because even though it is cheaper at the wholesale level, opportunistic retailers continue to actually price diesel higher than petrol. And what we're seeing at the moment in time is something which is very angers our supporters. We've got 1.5 million supporters across the UK, and they're not seeing the prices passed on quick enough or by the right amount. The taxation levels remain high. We're the highest taxed country in the world. Every motorist in the country, every time they fill up, anywhere between 65 and 75%, they pay in fuel duty and VAT. And even most upsetting is the fact that VAT is put on the duty as well. So there's a double taxation element too. And in countries like Germany, France, Italy, Greece, diesel is actually subsidised much more by the governments because they recognise that diesel is the commercial heartbeat of the nation. All trucks and all white vans, etc., use diesel, and they charge less fuel duty for diesel than petrol. And this is not seen in this country. What is so upsetting, again, and I keep repeating that word, and there's a lot of angst out there amongst our supporters, is that drivers are used as easy cash cows by the government in terms of taxation, and yet retailers also in the fuel supply chain are opportunistically profiteering by not passing the right prices on at the pumps. In terms of when oil prices fall. When oil prices fall, we don't see the right prices at the pumps or the correct amount. But when they go up virtually the next day at the pumps. It's profiteering. All the retailers and wholesalers know that. I mean, we have in electricity and gas, we have in telecoms, things like Ofcom and Ofgem. We don't have an off pump, and we want it. We're calling with various MPs. We're supported by 146 MPs. We're calling for a pump watch, which will monitor taxes, which will monitor fair pricing at the pumps.